We're really excited because this is going to be a fantastic season, and we're here to talk about auditions, which are open to just about anybody who thinks in their deepest, darkest soul that they think they might like to be an actor. You can be an actor. Okay. On March 7th, they're both in the morning, okay. March 7th, from 9:30 to 12:30, that's at the Salem Church branch in room one.
Yeah.
I think that's the theater room.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. And then on March 21st, again, from 9:30 to 12:30, that's at the Howell Branch, rooms 2 and 3. And that's on 806 Lyons Boulevard. But you can find out all that information on our website,
okay.
varf.org. And just click on the Join Us button. And you'll get all the information there. We're also on Facebook. There's a lot of information there.
So March 7th and the 21st, 7th Correct. At Salem Church, the 21st at the Howell Branch Library.
Yes.
And like you said, I have sat through some of those auditions. And
yeah, come.
There's a place for you, for most everybody.
Yes. It's we ask you to do a short monologue. It doesn't have to be Shakespeare. Everybody thinks it has to be Shakespeare or Marlowe. No. Just we've had people come in and do a monologue from Star Wars and from Game of Thrones. So whatever floats your boat, tell us a story. Tell us something about your life. We want to make sure you can walk and chew gum at the same time. And if you have trouble walking, if you can sit and chew gum at the same time. We like people who have all kinds of differing abilities, but we want to know that you can speak in public. We're going to give you all the training, and then there's always a little improv stuff that we do because this is not a particularly scripted show. Our cast is trained in street theater improvisational acting, so you learn. We'll teach you how to do that, and you'll find it helps you in your entire not in the fair life. It really helps you talk to people comfortably. We are greater than the sum of our parts. And the reason we are that is because everyone brings this little thing that's unique to them. Everybody has a unique talent, even if they don't know it yet. And when we put it together, we feed off of each other's special talents, and it just grows and grows. I think that's what keeps it exciting for me. As Stephen said, we've been at this for 30 years.
How did you stumble upon Ray?
He stumbled upon us. I'm not really sure. He showed up at auditions last year, and I remember him coming in and looking kind of mysterious, actually. And everyone going, who's that? Who's that guy?
Well, I think it was the shirt I was wearing that kind of made everybody go.
Oh, I remember that. Oh, my gosh, you're right.
I almost wore it today. Ah. But decided against it. It was a little cold. I had a patch shirt that kind of like looked like something from Sally from Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, okay.
That I was just wearing, and I come in with no neck and a bald head and this brightly colored shirt. And I understand that's an immediate, who is that?
Who is that?
Right.
And why are they here?
Boy, but that right away showed you that. Here was somebody that is thinking outside the box.
Right, and then after the audition, he was one of the people that we were sitting around going, that guy, that guy definitely.
But when you said for auditions, especially with auditions, when you said anybody can pop up, and I'm not spouting out my resume here. I've been a performer for 45 plus years, improv, professional wrestling, you know, acting, stand-up comedy. I toured for well over 3 decades with that. But I saw the first day I was there, a 13-year-old who had never done anything before go out and just crush all of the improv games we were being shown, all of the stuff, and just did it. And it just goes to show you this atmosphere is for everybody. It doesn't matter how many years you've had in training. It doesn't matter if you've had none at all. You can pop in and be a part of the 100 shows that we have going on. I say 100 shows because every time you see a cast member, they're doing a show. Not just the stuff on stage, but the folks walking around.
True.
There's 100 shows going on all at once, and it's absolutely spectacular. And it just, the moment that a friend of mine, Joey, told me about this, I was like, I don't know, I really don't like performing anymore, I don't want to. And he kept on for a couple of years and saying, you should audition. I'm fine, I'll go. I go to the audition, I meet a couple of folks, and I'm like, okay, this is different. this is something I haven't experienced something like this before. And the first day I got there, the rehearsal process was amazing. And the first actual live show day, I was just taken back with everything. You said you get a little bit nervous still to this day. If you're not getting a little bit nervous about it, you shouldn't be doing it. So if you're like, I don't know, you're perfect for it then, you know?
It's really, he's just like kind of people we want.
Yeah.
But let's, like Ray just said, you don't have to have any experience, because most people who have theater experience have stage experience with a script, and there's the what we call the fourth wall, which is the invisible wall at the edge of the stage platform between you and the audience, that is, you're in a box and they are outside of the box. Well, when you do our show, it's all improvisational and there is no box. There's no fourth wall. Your audience can actually come up and touch you.
With consent.
but I mean, there's that knowledge that you don't have any protections. You're out there. And once people embrace the concept of improvisation, it is so liberating. It is so liberating, because then you can't be afraid of anything. Mm-mm. You know, if you're at work and somebody says, "Hey, Ted, we'd like to hear your opinion on this," you say, "Okay," and you address them and you work the crowd, because you can put that little coat on and be that person.
Because you know you can do it.
It's a life-changing.
Yeah, it really is. It's a life-changing experience.
Well, like Bobby always says, this thing will change your life. Mm-hmm.